State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from a life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream. Big Bank is here, man. We got a special guest up on Big Facts. He is the number one nigga right now. He is fucking the whole game up. Baby, welcome to Big Facts, bro. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm great, man. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here, man. Yeah, we're glad you're here. In tradition, man, you got to swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but truth. Can we swear you in, little baby?
I swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, the absolute truth.
Every time.
Except first off, bro, we want to say
seven court.
Appreciate to know you busy, you know what I'm saying? About to drop the album tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
First, most definitely.
Know you busy, know you been working and shit, you know what I'm saying? For you to even stop, take your time out to come fuck with us, bro.
I had it for with Atlanta, the real. I got the fuck with the real.
Nah, but I'm just saying, we really appreciate that
For sure.
Because you didn't have to.
Most definitely.
But you did. You know what I'm saying? Salute. So let's talk about the transition off top, bro. Like, how's the transition been, you know, from coming from the hood and then getting into the rap game been for you overall?
Overall, it's been a hell of a transition, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, still got the shit you gotta face in the streets, or the shit that come with being in the streets, and then now you're a rapper, so you already carry yourself a certain type of way, certain stuff you ain't going for, certain stuff you going for, so
right.
It be like different, you know what I'm saying, when you're making the transition. So, but the hardest part about the transition is just like transitioning, you know what I'm saying, like, cause it's really not like I'm kinda transitioning, it's like if you're doing it or you're not. So it'd be like be like a little gate, which you be kind of scraggling over.
What was that day or that moment when it hit you? Like, man, I got to leave some of this other shit alone, and really
never hit. It ain't never hit me like that. Like, my people hit me like it's over with.
Your people hit you?
Yeah.
Like, what people? Like the
people I used to deal with.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's over with.
Oh, it's over. It's burnt out.
It's over. It's just
find something
good while it's lasted, you know what I'm saying?
Right, we gotta find something else.
And
to
that
do.
Gap, it was just like, shit, I'm just gonna stick to rapping.
Yeah.
So that's how it happened for me. Like, in my head, I probably was on some shit. Like, I probably was gonna try to hustle forever, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no telling, you feel me? Nigga, mind really be trapped. That shit really a trap. Like, even now, my mind still be on stuff that don't even make sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I know it's because my mind been trapped for so long. That's the way I think.
But it seemed like, you know what I'm saying, watching you like from the ground and shit, it seemed like you don't let none of that shit phase you, though. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like you say, your mind be on certain shit, seeing little petty shit. It like, you just take that shit and keep ticking. Like, no matter if a nigga name in the blogs or whatever.
I done been through so much real shit in life. That type of shit.
Make believe shit don't even matter.
Can't goddamn matter to me, then.
Real shit.
Then I know what come behind, like, when I get myself involved in some stuff, and that ain't the route I'm trying to go. So I let that shit be.
That's real shit.
Yeah.
That's real shit. You know exactly, goddamn, with that back and forth shit, get a nigga.
Yeah, whack.
Nigga had to goddamn really.
You feel me? Like, shit. One of us, something's
gonna happen. Some bullshit gonna happen.
My folks ain't gonna play.
No.
Like, I ain't trying to even fuck up what I got going on.
Yeah,
so,
nah.
I Ignore.
Which, you know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't doing nothing. These niggas, that's the Instagram shit. Nigga ain't doing no face-to-face shit. That's why I always tell me.
It's always
Instagram. Hey, man, do that shit when you see me. You go see me.
It ain't going to be that.
You go see me and you do that shit when you see me. All that Instagram. Man, I'm not studying that shit.
That shit be the reason, man. I ain't tripping. Nah, see, but act like I don't see that shit and catch up with your ass. Catch up with you.
Shit. Nah, baby, I watch your whole grind, bro. Like your rap grind, like
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like from
you see me like first start rapping, so
yeah, like
you definitely could see
like
it.
The whole time, like,
whatever going, you could see it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro.
But I really can't see it because
I can
like
see
I'm
it.
In it. So it's like every day is something different to the point where it's like I'm going with it as it go by the day. So it ain't like 6 months, I'm totally different from the last 6 months, even though I'm different, but every day in those 6 months, I change. So it's like, I'm gradually
bags changing every 6 months.
The bags definitely like change.
As them bags change, man, nigga ass want to be here more and more.
More and more, more and more.
Like, more and more.
More shit don't matter. Like, bad cunt, down matter, down matter. Like, it's bigger than, you know what I'm saying? That's what matters the most right now.
Nah, but you could tell, like, you know what I'm saying? Me being a Atlanta nigga, you could tell that you breed it through hustlers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just off knowing you, like, and how hard you go with this rap shit that you don't even have to do. Like, I see goddamn drops from niggas. Like, how the hell didn't he get a drop from Baby? Like, you'll stop and really do the shit that's going to keep you on top.
Keep you going.
You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas be trying to umpteen now.
It's crazy because I ain't never named me Cutrell. I ain't even know that they can keep me on top. Like,
that's going to keep
niggas
me on
just
top.
Do it. Just cause, you know.
Little shit. Nah, I already know what you're saying. Like, that's coming from a... It's being a nigga with gratitude.
Yeah, I done appreciate you want me on your drop. You
exactly.
Like, instead of like, you know what I'm saying? Even though I know I might be the catch in this situation, but just from where I come from, for a nigga want to be like, baby, let me get you on my drop. I'm still like, come on with it.
Yeah, nigga, let's get it. Like, nigga, I'm going to turn this shit up. The whole world needs to see
however,
this shit.
Whatever. I want you to do the same thing for me. You feel me? Like, if I hadn't stopped you, like, hey, Big Bang, I'm having a podcast. I want you to come pop in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I feel like you would come.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna do them same type shit. Like,
that's real.
Yeah. Every situation.
What you think of some other keys? Like, one thing we gotta be real about in Atlanta is, like, sometimes niggas don't stay consistent. Yeah. They fall off. So, what you think some of the shit is that other people can do it that you've been doing to make sure that in 2025 we still gonna be talking
believe
about
it or not, baby. I really look at, I look more at the fall offs than I do people's success. Like,
yeah.
I be on it. Like, I be trying to figure out where they went wrong at. Like,
what's some of the stuff you don't caught though? Like, what you think it is?
I've been having a problem because it's like I can't compare myself to nobody. Like, so I can't say who's at my level and then fell off.
You don't think? But I think in Atlanta, like.
Nah, you do it different though, Sean.
Yeah, you different.
Yeah, cause like you fuck with everybody.
And then
like,
you fell off, so I can't even use somebody for like my guideline almost. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know, a couple artists that fell off in Atlanta, I kind of was on them.
Yeah.
When I was at their level, like, what they did wrong for me not to. Yeah. And now it's at the point where, like, I don't even have nobody to look at who, like, fell off at my level. You know what I'm saying? So, like, falling off ain't even in my head. But.
Think being too comfortable? Like, I think some niggas get.
I think when they get cute, man.
They get cute.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas get on that cute shit. You know, we use cute up here, big facts, as another word is. You know, I need that and all. You know that other shit instead of saying some real fuck shit. But he need to get cute and go to forgetting. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, you see Shouter, he on, like, from the big artist to the small artist.
Right. You That's what I think matters a lot. Like, you got to stay in tune. Like, I feel like if I hadn't got in my bag and just went to L.A. and, like, left the bros and then I wouldn't even have nothing to rap about.
Six more months left. You got 6 more months left in your career then.
Yeah, you're on the clock.
But due to the fact I'm in the mix. And I still know what's going on. I know what to say. I know how to say it. Shit, I don't see me falling off. I'm on what's going on.
Mm.
But if I separate myself from that and I'm L.A., you know, on some Hollywood shit, I feel like that's when I fall off.
Yeah. So I think that's what it is. Niggas is getting comfortable with Hollywood shit. And then too, like, when you come from – having some money before you get into the shit, I think that's important too, because some niggas can't handle no money.
Right.
Nah, it ain't even the money, it's the hustle mentality that you have.
That's important too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, nigga come from hustling, like, no matter what, nigga, if we was some nigga that just only had goddamn, he had a pound, he had a half pound, we was still hustling.
Right.
See, yeah. Niggas who come from this shit, just some broke ass niggas didn't get in this shit, they have a different type of complex and bitch shit about they suck, because they know they want shit.
Right. Mm.
But shouting, these niggas been hustling, he got a crew of hustlers.
And
you know
the shit
saying?
We talked about a few weeks ago, which is the pussy.
What?
Nigga think they popping because they get some pussy.
Because they can fuck these hoes and
that,
shit.
That make a lot. Like, nigga go to start feeling themselves out of these females, like, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
Nah, yeah. But nah, it seems like you don't have them problem about these niggas, about these hoes. Them niggas, what is, like, have you ever had a problem out of a nigga about a bitch? Like,
shit's so crazy. I ain't even never had a run in with no nigga about no girl. Like, it's a couple dudes who are in the gang who really don't fuck with me, but it's because of a girl. They think it's a girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done caught in that drip, but there ain't never been no.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I ain't
some
never
sucker
had
shit.
Nigga tip my phone. Nah, nah. FaceTiming me, shout it, had some word. None of that, never. Cause I really don't need to be entertaining no girls like that to be caught up with no shit like that.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, but you know how these niggas be. These niggas be crazy too. They'll make it a problem. Like,
but created in their head.
Grace of God, like, I ain't had to go through that. Whatever be going on, I hear a little slick shit. I can hear a little slick shit, and I know a nigga might be talking about me about a female, like, you feel me? But they leave it at that, so I leave it at that. You know what I mean?
Real shit.
I go for that, you know.
It ain't nothing. So it ain't nothing.
It really ain't nothing. So I ain't had no, like, but I be hearing rappers, like, he called his phone and he was saying this, and then he was saying, like, a lot of these folks who be beefing be bap bros. Like,
that's what Bank be saying. Nine times out of ten.
But sometimes these niggas will fake it off and like it ain't that.
By something else. Of course. Yeah. It be by the bitch. Shit like that. I ain't never
been. Everybody fucking these hoes, man. Yeah, that's what niggas fail to realize.
Then I always been that nigga who fucking a nigga hoe, so. Like, I ain't never been into it. Like, even if I call a nigga fucking my hoe, I ain't my problem man, with you. Cause I know how these females be. You feel me? So I don't even know how I take a nigga coming at me by the girl, cause nobody ain't raping these people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if your girl goddamn fuck with me, you need to take that up with her.
Yeah.
Not me. You feel me? Even me, if I felt like you and my girl was fucking around, and
what
I got
felt like,
a
whatever
problem, my problem with the girl, because that's where my loyalty is supposed to be at.
What if it's like, a nigga who, like, you supposed to, like, we asked question the other day, what if a nigga is supposed to be, like, your homeboy, though?
Yeah, man, if I feel like I can't trust him, I might cut him off, but
I can't trust you, period, though.
I can't step to him and be like, bro, you dead ass. I didn't real deal fall out one of my main mans about some shit like that, though. Like, young, I'm like 14, 13, and he like 21, 22. His girl, she just like, you know, some girls like young niggas. Just. So I hit him one time and I told him, like, but he really, like, felt some type of way, like, deep about it. But I was his little bro, though, like, ride the bike type shit. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, though, baby. Like, when I first saw you, like, in the club, it was, you came to my party. I had a party at that time.
Right.
And goddamn, the first time ever, like, I ain't know you was a rapper, but nigga, you was the same nigga then as you is now, bro. That shit crazy. Like, on some real nigga shit.
That's
like,
the way I'm trying to keep it. You know
nah,
what I'm
real
saying?
Shit. Like,
get a little bit more money, so a nigga handle himself a little different, but for just mindset and me, like, same nigga.
Nah, real shit, though.
Niggas really be, like, amazed at that shit. Like, I be bumping into him, I get they probably, like, spit the nigga.
These niggas,
like,
ain't doing that, bro.
Different.
Yeah, they not.
These ain't doing that, bro.
Right,
you a whole nother nigga when you sing.
Whole that, different.
Whole nother nigga. Like, real shit. Like,
only thing, I might just be a little bit more aggressive, because it just be so much bullshit going on, but other than that, like,
you gotta protect the brand for sure.
My people, I'm letting them walk up on me like these my people. We sit talking. Like, we used to sit and talk. Like, I ain't on
same
like,
shit. Yeah,
I ain't in no rush. I can't. But the your kids need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sit right there and wait on you to FaceTime. If that what the case is, like whatever. Like, I don't know. I really get a thrill out of that shit.
Nah, that shit, because the nigga was already having hoes,
shit like
having
that.
Paper. I'm telling you, this is different, bro.
It ain't the shit I get through. I get through out of, like, baby a real nigga. Like, baby keep him 1,000. Like, nigga ain't just on like, that nigga fuck nigga.
You gotta be hating if you saying like, baby fuck nigga.
That's the shit, for sure.
That's the one you putting out there, like.
Yeah, that's the one.
You really gotta be hating nigga, because I ain't got no problem with nobody.
I ain't giving them type vibes out for nigga. Just be like, baby fuck nigga, like. But, you know, you got niggas who like that. But that's what I'm fascinated with, the the respect I get, the look on people's faces,
embrace.
Like, when they see me, yeah, the way they, my city embrace me, like even other cities, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause now I'm at a point, like, I don't go nowhere where people don't know me. Like, I used to be like, you know, like 5 out of 10 places they know me, but like now it's like 10 out of 10 places, like, I can't go, like, nowhere.
You
like,
caught that commercial, man. He on that commercial. What commercial that is?
Finish Line commercial, yeah.
Finish Line. You caught that commercial, man. That's, yeah, worldwide.
Like, now, anywhere I go, they be on me. Like, anywhere. I'm talking about, like, any kind of place, like, from you know, like, the craziest places you wouldn't even expect, like, the mail lady who take the mail to your house type shit. Mm-hmm.
Like, how that shit feel, just knowing, like, cause, you know, we been fly niggas, been getting paid, but how it feel to know, like, you could jump in one of these whole DM, like, a bitch, like, bro, be, I can try this bitch up. I'm like, little baby.
That be like hell of a feeling. You know, that's like, where we come from, like, yeah. That's why I explain to my folk, like, bro, I really come from, like, nigga, like, dreaming this type shit. Like, what? That shit a nigga, like, you feel me? That's life to a
get
nigga. Like,
bitch,
what?
I got
for to. Sure. Just for us. Like, that shit don't even be for me down there. That shit for, like, all of
I
us. Like,
for everybody, bro.
But I still got the one who fascinated, like, dream about it. Like, send me girls. Like, you know her? Like, yeah, I know her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
get up for us, bro.
Shit, like, for us. Like, for us. Like, bro, I mean, not for you. Fuck it. Hell for us. Like,
real shit.
Then it ain't even be no problem. I can tell. Them, they don't even know it anyway. Like, yeah, I did that for you. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Not enough for you. No.
She don't even know. I don't even like you.
Nah, really.
One of the bros and put a hit on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot my shot for you.
Crew, let you see these young niggas.
They want to see you. They want to see you in person. They like you. You know what I'm saying? They watch you on TV. All that type shit.
Man, another thing the streets in the industry been buzzing on is your lyrics, bro. You just been going hard. You be having them lines, them quotes. Every year he probably had a. Since the full Nelson, the wham, 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 the you ain't eating all that fine in person.
Caption man.
Yeah,
caption
yeah, every year, every caption 6 months.
Mr. Notable
Quotable. Mr. Notable Quotable, bro.
I don't even know how they work like that, but damn sure be going. Like, yeah. But
nigga,
at the same
so much
time,
shit.
I always tell the bros that, like, come up with something you can make your caption.
That's
like,
hard.
Even when I'm thinking about, like, come up with something you can make your caption, like, that's how more people, that's how songs really go viral and shit, like. The songs that's popping, everybody got as their caption. Like, you gotta just get something that they can get your caption. To me, that's like a major promotion. Like, if it's one of them bars where people gon', cause that's like the world right now, social media. So like everybody like posting something today, so you can get them to post one of your bars, and then mm-hmm. like,
that should live forever.
That yeah,
live,
for real.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit like that.
Yeah, shit. So do you still get excited? Like every time you walk out in front of a crowd and they got them.
I don't even get excited.
Not excited, I'm saying, is it still a certain feeling? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't put my mind in it, so I ain't even there. I'm just rocking the show.
I dig it.
Mm. You feel me? Like, every now and then, if I lock eyes with a girl or a nigga, he just every word and he just white Pakistan. And then I almost have to get up out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I catch a girl, she like almost like she about to faint. Like, you feel me? Like,
we was in Nigeria and they were like, baby just left.
Yeah, man.
Like I'm saying, like you shit, going shit like
shit
that,
like that, like now them, like them touch me a different way. Like I'm like there, like I'm making my mind be there. Like damn, like, I'm African.
Yeah.
He folk like beating like word, real word. Deal. Like I'm like yeah, that's it. Like you know what I'm saying, that's it. Then
I done did so.
Yeah, then I ain't even got to my nowhere near my best yet. That was just like on just the golden, and I got that type of love, like. So just say I went there like a year ago. So them people, like, it means something different for them that I came. So they've been following me this whole year.
Yeah.
Next time I go, it's going to be even bigger. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm, like, ready to go again. Like, I went the first time, and they already knew, like, I came. So now they, like, you look at me back. Different. Now I come back, they, like, really love.
Yeah, nah, they don't be believing the nigga come to them spots.
Yeah,
like,
a lot
they
of people,
thinking the nigga don't come.
A lot of people don't come, though. But yeah. I ain't want to come. Shit, I wasn't going to come. Like, I fold P a lot, like he just stayed on me, like hell no, man, you gotta go, man. Ooh, to the point that he was like, shit, I'll let you keep my percent, goddamn, but go, like, you need to go. Mm. But in my head, you know, like 12, 16 hour flight, and I can't take nobody with me, and they don't got good food, and I hate being stuck, I can fuck around. I'm just like, I ain't going, you feel me? Like, I don't wanna do it. Whatever the case, I don't wanna do it.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
But they had you with the escort and shit through the city and all that shit, right?
Yeah. Nah, I had them fuck around. At first, I was just standing in my room. Then this dude, Davido, look, African rapper, he be in London sometimes. Yeah. Davido.
He said he had you on the jet skis and all that shit.
Davido, I fuck around. Davido pulled up on me like, that shit was like,
he made that shit like
the best shit ever. Like,
yeah.
Like you would leave Atlanta. Like,
right.
Real deal. Like, cause he like his daddy like a king.
Yeah.
So it's like how the bros probably feel running around with me all day. Like,
we could do anything.
Yeah, like, we could do anything. You feel me? Like, I broke on back it. Like, yeah. However, whatever. Yeah. Like, it was one of them. I got an African. Like, but way deeper than like me. Like, the police do what we tell them to do.
Yeah.
Like, that level, like, when we get to a certain street, the police go and start following us. Like, we hop out the car, they, like, yeah, a whole different level in Africa. Like, Africa will make you respect America, though.
Yeah, nah, for sure, you right.
Make you respect yeah. And shit. All them places overseas.
Wiz Kid, we was over to fuck with the nigga Wiz Kid.
Right.
He from right there, but they had the shit that he the same way out there. Like, they fuck with him out there.
Yeah, like, going out there in them different countries, they got different morals and shit, so, like, just talking to them. Then I got a chance to meet a couple, soccer players and shit, like, so I just, when I fuck around and just meet one of them, I want to know so much, I just ask them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, me too.
Like, something simple, they ask you, like, where you from? Like, you like America, they like, where you from, though? Like, where you from? They want you to be like, where you from in Africa? Like, when you ask them where they from, they tell you where they from. Then they tell you, like, where they lived. Like, well, I'm from Ghana, but I'm from Amsterdam. You know what I'm saying? Like, just simple shit like that. Like, they whole everything be like, I ain't claiming nothing. Nobody brung us here. Like, we were slaves and got brought to Amsterdam. Like, I ain't claiming Amsterdam. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, like, deep, like, some shit. Like, we on childish, like, street games. Like, leave folk really on that about their culture, like, their family, like, they. That shit be deep to me. I be
we soft skin
like
over here, bro. I told you that, bro. This shit soft skin, bro. Them folk got they shoes off over there, Jack.
Yeah, we real soft real mud. That type. Like,
yeah, bro. Like,
they ain't like getting out the mud. They like getting out the mud for real.
Like riding from the airport with that shit look like, but that shit stink.
Boy, I'm talking about like real deal. You're like respect it. This shit make you respect everything. Like, boy, I'm telling you.
This shit pitiful, bro.
Africa ain't no joke.
I'm African.
Like, but them folks still going through that shit. And niggas over here complaining about these bitches.
Hey.
Yeah, shit like that. Man.
Does little baby worry about some shit like traveling around and shit? This is a question for everybody. Anybody care about the coronavirus shit? Do you think about that shit when you hear about it?
Yeah, I kind of thought about it, but I be on some like... I'm on some manifestation shit.
Yeah, that shit with Chinese folks. Yeah. Shit can't harm niggas, man.
Yeah, I ain't.
That shit ain't for us, man. We don't be through too much shit.
I ain't trying to put... I be saying it, too. But I got that real immune system. Like, you been in prison, your immune system could take anything.
Be different, huh?
Shit. You go one of them level 5 camp where they don't even clean up that bitch. That bitch, like... Man.
The coronavirus down
there. That shit down there. That shit been down there, man. You don't get sick of that
shit. I already caught that shit.
But you can live, goddamn. Yeah, you can live. Yeah, your body, my sister could take that shit and get used to it. I ain't tripping.
So what's one of the worst things you hate to see a new artist do to try to get on? Like if I see an artist doing that, you really want to call this nigga like, nah.
I be telling him. Like going at other niggas, like in your raps.
Like dissing niggas and shit.
Like even clout shit. Even like soft dissing niggas. Like,
yeah.
Mm. Like, I could have more than everybody, but I don't say that in my songs. I just say what I got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't like, I'm riding this and y'all niggas riding them little bit ass car. Like, don't y'all niggas it.
Yeah.
Don't y'all
hard.
Niggas.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Hard.
Like,
yeah, because anybody like can take that personal.
Don't even act like you going at people. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to pop your pop. Like, people going to respect you more for being humble. Like, not like you goddamn big bad wolf. Like,
yeah.
They ain't respecting it. Like, even like my artist Dirty Tay, like, for instance, like, I know for a fact we ain't never had shit. No, none of us. Even them, like, more than me, because I done had something before. Like, even before I started rapping, I was like, I already a little baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already had a name.
Yeah.
I already get real money to the point where I got to handle myself a certain type of way. I've been having people like, that's little baby. I've been catching people tell people like that's little baby.
Yeah.
Before I was a rapper.
Yeah.
Like I've been having people want to take a picture of me. I don't rap no, they just want to take a picture with me. You know what I'm saying? Like shit like that. So just say Dirty Tay for instance, my artist goddamn. People want to take a picture of him, they posting his page, you got bad hoes, goddamn posting your shit now, you got rich niggas like saying what's up to you when you walk in the building. You know what I'm saying? Like, folks, like, that can automatically put you on a high horse. You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, they weren't doing that. Now they doing that, so you're going to start feeling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell them, like, hey, bro, don't let that shit go to your head. Like, nigga might tell me something, like, so? Like, that shit don't mean nothing. Like, on some, like, not on no hang shit or nothing. You know I ain't hang.
Hold on, you saying what? Breaking down, what?
Like, he might just say, bro, like, said he said posted my shit. And I'm like, so? You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Like, that don't mean nothing.
Don't let it get to your head.
Ain't saying, like,
he's supposed to.
I ain't saying, like, don't appreciate it. Like, yeah, repost it. Like, tell him appreciate it, but don't put it in your head. Like, you that nigga, because Shawty posted your shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no. You
that nigga in that bag, so you that
nigga. You got to be that nigga when you, yeah. When that's what I be saying, like, I won't be saying I'm that nigga. Because, goddamn, it's like levels that I ain't at yet.
Let the people say it, though.
For real.
Yeah, that's like that.
Like, that's me. I never put a title on myself, bro. I let the people make up the narrative of whoever the fuck you think I am.
I got one of them bars, like, one of them deep bars like that in one of my songs. On Emotional Scar, like, I really like, I ain't into that. Whatever the people say I am, then that's what they say I am. Like, I ain't going to say I learned Atlanta. Like, you know, I pop my shit, like, but just far as, like, shit I say, I ain't on that. I ain't on no... I rap better than these niggas. You know, like, I'm going to say my little...
Oh, no, you got it. Yeah.
For the most part, I ain't on it.
You ain't ego tripping.
I ain't ego tripping at all.
Yeah.
At all. Like,
that's the
and
worst
when
thing.
I congratulate you, I really mean it. Like, it's really enough money out here for all of us in this game. Like,
too much.
Like, we serving the same 10 niggas, where it's like...
Thank you. Or the city. We ain't serving the same city.
So bruh, ain't come even on, man. No we can competition.
Man,
like,
come on, man. I was just talking
about it. Ain't like no
that's
pack
real.
Where it's like, if I bought the pack from you, I can't buy the pack from you. I already got a pack. Like, man. I could buy both of the packs. The same person could buy everybody's shit. One person.
Man, come on,
same
man.
One person buy everybody's shit. Ain't no sense of us, goddamn. Man, make them, I'm trying
just
to make
different
them
dates.
Buy your shit.
Just
your
different
shit,
dates.
Your
exactly,
shit.
Exactly.
Like, everybody's shit. I'm trying to make them folk do it.
You at the top, bro. It's safe to say you're number one. So, you know, sometimes that just come with just hate and different type of shit you don't experience. So, what if you woke up one day and a nigga decided on a rap song, I'm going to diss a little baby? Like, said your name and shit. Like, would you go to the studio and...
Hell no.
Okay, we're just trying to see. No response.
No response.
What if they got a little buzz?
I might tweet, I heard that.
Oh, you heard it? Okay, you're going to give them a tweet.
Something. I heard that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when we get on your ass, when I see
okay.
That's just why.
Yeah.
Shit, there we go.
Ain't going to be no back and forth. No back and forth.
Y'all going to get on my ass or...
He's gonna we going to see something.
We going to see
you. Like, my name in the song, bro. Yeah. Then we on the same show and shit.
Yeah.
Man, shit.
So ain't going to be no rap competitions with Lil Baby.
No goddamn
the energy you put out is what you get out. You don't even put out
You don't put that out. I don't foresee that. But some niggas just be like you say, they hate themselves, so they just go hate everybody.
Them niggas gonna look. Niggas they gonna look. Goofy. They wanna do it. It's some niggas wanna do it now, but they can't.
They fans probably go against them. Like, why you trying to diss Lil Baby? Like,
yeah, exactly, bro. Niggas can't. Like, niggas wanna do it now, but they just can't do it.
Yeah, backfire.
You can't do that because niggas gonna be like, man, that's some sucker shit. The real niggas, the fans,
doing that for you to diss. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I hear ain't shit. They be this straight ain't shit. If it got out, you would be like, damn, shout out, real hater. Mm. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Just like you said, if you hang, you just fuck me. Like, straight up, just. I know niggas I did something too, don't even hate me.
But that's what we say. That's when you know. That's when you know your music. That's when you know you hot and you on fire.
Straight ops.
Like, man, that nigga jamming. I know he did woo woo woo, but he jamming.
Damn, but that shit powerful, boy.
Music,
music powerful though, for real.
That's the power of hits, bro. When you make a hit, when you make a hits, that's how it be, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
That shit powerful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
It's going down March 20th. It's the shit show at the Buckhead Theater. You know, this the ATL Apollo where all the up-and-coming stars come to shine. If you can make it at the shit show, you can make it anywhere. It's the funniest shit you ever seen in your life. And it's all going down March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. Make sure you go to theshitshowatl.com right now and get your tickets. March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. It's the shit show brought to you by Live Nation.
Well, my turn, bro. That's the album. Talk to us a little bit about this. So we've been hearing you say which.
Now my turn. Come out tonight.
Yeah.
I got 20 songs, like 8 features. I really don't be having a lot of features from people. But I got like Future Thug, Gunna, my 2 artists. Mm. Moneybagg Yo, like my regular people I be dealing with on the basis. So got them on there. I feel like this is my best album yet. You know what I'm saying?
Why is that so? Because, I mean, that's what a rapper usually say. This is my best shit yet. So you're supposed to, but why do you think so?
I ain't never said that, though. Like, this is my best one yet.
He's saying, like, why you be think dropping them?
Like, I know because over the year, I ain't even dropped music in a year. Since I joined the game, I was dropping a tape, like, every 4 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, this time, I really didn't drop nothing in a year. So it's like, and then ain't like the 20, all the 20 songs from, like, 2-3 months ago. So it's like, everything I went through in that year and my mindset from that year, like a whole year of just whatever I've been going through, whatever it been, however it been. Then I got in the studio again when I'm like down there perfecting my craft. When I first was just like trying to be a rapper, my other takes been trying to be a rapper. Like this take like I'm a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I really put thought into it. You know what I'm saying? Like not like thought into my music, but just like the whole setup. Like,
yeah, the whole rollout and everything.
I gotta put an album out. I put a thought into it versus just go in the studio, make a song, and put that shit out. You know, I like kind of put thought into this.
Why you call it my turn?
Cause I feel like it's my turn to everything I'm doing. Like my turn showing the way to go. My turn showing like who that, like who not. Like my turn just being like a lot of people say they could feel like it's been my turn, but to me it haven't. Like, at all.
Mm.
To where I'm trying to go, like. Yeah, it was my turn to get started already. But now it's my turn to do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, I did have my turn already, like, to get started. I was the new artist at first. I had my turn as the new artist. Just came in. Now it's my turn to be like.
Seal the deal.
You know what I'm saying?
Seal the deal, nigga. I'm here.
Like, nah, stay in. Put me in that category. Yeah. Put me in. Like,
don't start mentioning me with the legends.
Shit like that.
Cause I'm here now. I'm trying to my shit on
this. I'm gonna go on and do that.
Yeah.
Then it only get better from here on out. So shit.
Why? Cause the nigga gonna, like I said, nigga gonna start seeing shit that, like, I know the situation you in, you seeing shit, different shit that you never thought you'd see.
Exactly.
Every other day.
Everything we doing, I'm just saying it's something to rap about. Whatever I do, man, it's just something to rap about. And we're like, damn, you, man, it's something to rap about. Whatever the case may be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something for me to rap about, because now that's my life, so whatever I got going on in my life, shit, I can put that shit in the song. I ain't tripping. It's, I spent that much. Shit, that shit is something to rap about. Shit.
You got them folks with the big GT, man. You got them folks get them shit redid.
Yeah, shit like that. Like, something to rap about, literally, though.
You know,
like,
real shit.
Like,
shit, that's embarrassing.
Whatever, however you do it, whatever the day might consist of with me, that's what I'm rapping about. Like,
baby, you hard, bro. No cap.
I appreciate it.
What's some other shit you want to do? Because you're talking about everything you done did in the pretty fast time so far. So what'll make you happy now? Like one of your partners popping off, rapping that's under you. Like what's the other shit that'll make you happy?
Yeah, that definitely more than one of them popping off rapping. Mm-hmm. I can make money off of them.
Okay.
And then like, it's cause if they make $10,000 to $15,000 a show, I don't make money off of that. Mm. Like. So that mean they gotta be like me damn near for me to make money.
You want more you and you embrace that.
Yeah, you gotta be hard. Like a me that's for hard. Me to for me to make money.
Niggas be thinking out there, I hate when I hear niggas say like this nigga feel like he wanna be bigger than me. He's supposed to.
I want you to be bigger than me.
He's supposed to.
Chill.
Yeah.
You feel me? The moment you be bigger than me, baby don't drop another album, man. I could chill.
Facts.
I drop one with you if you want me to, like man, I can go on and go this way. I ain't got to worry about falling off. You feel me? When I fall off, you fall on.
How like, make you feel to see niggas, like, emulate you or try to rap just like you and shit and try to be you? Like, how does shit make you feel?
Hey, it's so crazy. I see it, but I sometimes it pisses me off if they do it too much. Like, like come on, ease up, bro. Like,
yeah.
Your folks are going to notice
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
I notice it. You feel me? Like, but for the most part, it's more on some, like, for instance, like, are you from Atlanta? Like, just say Future, for instance. Like, if he do something, like, whatever he was doing, goddamn, like, niggas gonna do it. Like, at that time when he was just, like,
yeah,
had the city, like, whatever.
What, watch, whatever.
Whatever the game yeah. going on, like, that's what niggas wanting to do. Like, like, so with me, it's, like, the same thing, like, I respect that. That's what y'all want to do. Like that's the thing to do. Like I ain't gonna be like, damn, you trying to steal nigga swag. Like,
nah, for
I'm
sure.
On, I'm
sure.
On like, you know, that's
yeah. I'm gonna
like,
start wearing Dickies. Got them the young nigga wearing Dickies.
That's what's going on. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, you got that shit together. I ain't on no like, y'all nigga trying to dress like a nigga.
I'm talking about
like,
niggas who trying to sound into my be little baby.
Sound and imp. Look.
Like he don't even want to be little baby. He want to be the imp. He want to be the little you.
I mean, I ain't.
It's
wanna,
a couple of them niggas out
I
there.
I ain't want to be no little nobody, but goddamn. I don't know how I feel about that. I ain't gonna lie. I don't really be like, you know.
Because you know you don't been in the club and you don't heard a song, but like, I ain't make that shit.
Niggas from out of town.
Yeah, I be hearing that a lot, though. I tell you, I'm like, I don't need niggas. But I just feel like I said, it's enough money for all of us to the point where I don't be tripping. Like,
yeah. That's good energy, bro.
Like, I
salute that.
You said the right shit.
Yeah, I salute that.
Nobody can't be little baby better than me, so I ain't tripping. You feel me? Like, you can act like me all you want to. You ain't gonna never be a chance where you acting like me get bigger than me.
Yeah.
Cause I'm me.
Yeah.
I stop showing you what I do, you won't even be able to act like me. Then you gonna be lost and I'm still gonna be doing what I'm doing. So I ain't really tripping. I want people to do what I do in a sense. You get what I'm saying?
Like, what's up with these bitches, man? These hoes going crazy. What you gonna did out here, man?
Man, them hoes just be.
What you gonna did out here, man?
I be busy.
You be busy?
I be busy, bro. I be, other folk be telling me that shit. Like, I be late to it. Like, I'm like, it'd be too late by the time I get it. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, this shit out there.
Yeah, I might get a call, but I don't even know where that shit come from. My folk be tripping so much, everybody. Yeah, try. I don't even think about why they tripping.
You go to make this shit a bar.
Him eating, that's all I can do is turn into a song. Like, something for me to rap about, man. Y'all,
for you to rap about.
Give me something to rap about, man. Fuck.
Who's my sales? I'm finna drop too.
Man, I see that what I ain't with, though. I wish it would have happened around the time I went from the drop.
Yeah.
Because I ain't with that. Like,
you only popping because of this. Or this
I
only
she going number one.
Yeah,
though,
you know, yeah, like, no, regardless.
Even
you
though
you one.
Know I ain't only popping because of that, but still, I just don't even want
they
that.
You might try to throw that in the mix.
I just don't even want that around my wave. Like,
yeah.
When your album drop, then you know that shit ain't fake. That shit my real life. That shit wasn't supposed to go like that. You know?
Like, yeah, that no shit wasn't no marketing
gimmick,
scheme.
Gimmick, no marketing scheme. I don't got marketing scheme. You know what I'm saying? Like, but niggas do shit like that, though. You feel me? Like,
for real?
They got to.
They got all type of scheme. But it's by the folk be
telling you. These niggas out here making their own moves.
Like, now I got label, like myself. I'm seeing what the tricks and trades or it takes to help your artists get popping. You know, like, a lot of that I ain't really have to go through because I just had, like, but I'm just saying, like, from trying to pop somebody from nothing who don't got what I had and shit, like, they got all kind of tricks and shit for niggas, like.
For real?
What? But you'll be surprised, like. And ain't even no, like, no paying or nobody no money, just, like.
Scam.
Just, like, it ain't even no scam. It's, like, promotion. These folk got these companies, they come up with these bright-ass ideas.
They
and
clever
they
as fuck.
That right? Shit work.
Oh, okay.
Like, they come up with them. You know, shit I do, like, I go viral, and, like, naturally, like, I just try something. But these folks really got game plans to go viral, and that shit work. You feel me? Like,
Yeah, they
got them.
Shit, I need to call them folks. That other nigga need to go by.
They ain't talk to everybody. You feel me? They don't talk to everybody. Who you gotta just meet them. You feel me? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Who know them folks?
I need to meet them folks. I've been hearing about them. I ain't met them yet. And I'm gonna turn you on. I meet them. Yeah, I got these folks we got down. For sure. Nah, run the whole Atlanta through that bitch. Like, damn, every nigga from Atlanta pop.
Them little ass niggas be with you, bro. Them niggas really be with you. Like, little ass boy. Like, I seen little boy, he had to be 7 years old, man. On stage, bro.
He like 10.
Nigga pocket full,
but,
too.
But they like the other bros, little bros. Yeah. And shit like that. Like, or they live in apartments.
But they already raised up popping it, though. Them young niggas already got it.
They live in apartments, like, literally. So, like, I just come out there. They live there. Like, they 24/7 and shit. Like,
yeah.
They don't know nothing else. That's what it is. Like, so shit, that's what they gonna be like. So I'd rather just have them with me and just, instead of just, you feel me?
Yeah.
Trying to do some more shit to be like me. You feel me? I'd rather just, y'all could just hang with me. I'm make sure y'all be fresh. Y'all go to school. I get whatever. I'm talking about whatever. Like, the crazy shit. Whatever y'all want, y'all can get.
Little nigga tired up.
And just whatever. And yeah, that shit, that's what I'm fascinated with. Like, I ain't fascinated with cars, I ain't fascinated with jewelry, I'm fascinated with, like, seeing my folk do good. You know what I'm
saying? Another person come from nothing to be something.
Yeah.
That's real.
That's hard.
Or seeing me be able to help somebody, like, that'd be the best feeling. Like, I could really go on the block and get, like, 3-4 niggas, 2-3,000. Like, man, you know how that shit make me feel, because I already know how it make them feel. Like, I can imagine me standing on the block and a nigga come through, like, the rich nigga from around the way and give me $2,000. Man, like, man, that's the dream.
I know
how like,
I felt to get them hundreds back in the day when I was lying to you. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even, I can't even imagine 1,000. Like,
yeah.
I see nigga I go to school with at the store still. Show that you be doing, yeah, I buy you $2. Just like, I don't even know, like, I don't talk to them phone, want to see you, no, nothing, whatever. Just, like.
Get right, nigga.
That's what turned me on. Like, that's what I'm chasing. Like, you know, like, no new watch, no like new that. Cars. Like, I do that shit whenever I do it just cause, but that ain't really what I want to do. Like, for me fucking with everybody else be my get off. Like, shit, I get off all that. Buy my mama no shit, sister them hoes. I get off on shit like that. Cause at this point, me buying, they don't even. Like, I want to see my little buddy and them Fred. They that shit look better on them anyway. Like, to me.
That's real.
You know you love Atlanta for sure, but any other cities that you fuck with that you feel like when you get there, like it's almost like home?
I don't fuck around.
It's like, Atlanta for you.
I handle my business and come back home.
Yeah.
I even come back home every day. Like, I got show Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I come back to Atlanta every day.
Well, you fly?
I do my show and come back and then go back.
Well, you fly
I
back?
I land back in Atlanta 8 o'clock in the morning and we leave again at 6, 7 o'clock in the evening.
What if you in Texas?
And I come back to Atlanta and then go back to California. Yeah.
I was just dropping in, see my baby, whatever I want to do.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. See my little boy, them, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever, I might have some little run around in that and Atlanta, Jay. But that's what I just, because at first it was like, I had to get back. So that's what I was accustomed to. So that's what I do. Like, I don't stay gone.
What, like on papers or something?
I just had to be back because I had to have a pass to go to each place. then like hustling, I probably just trying to get back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what, like, coming in the morning and shit?
All type of shit. Yeah. You feel me? I left these folk with this shit and I can get back. I can go in 3-4 days. So then like having a girlfriend or you are like gone 3-4 days, that shit gonna be hard. So it just like really just for everybody else down there. Like come back and get them a part of me. Like every day, that's what I do. Versus just being gone. I could be gone though. Like, it got to make all the way no sense to come on.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Like, when you in the crew, like, coming up, like, hey, you lost some niggas along the way just because you...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you think they was, like, niggas just jealousy or what?
I mean, I done lost my main man before I even blowed up. But on this money shit, so like, I ain't even getting let niggas get close to me to lose. Like niggas I already lost. Like, the ones I love, they like, I damn sure ain't even gonna get them a chance to burn me, really. So they good already. Like, they ain't even gonna get a chance to cry me down there. Like,
yeah.
And then they do
ain't
that.
Ain't putting you in no situation like that.
Yeah.
Let you steal some or something.
Yeah, then they do. Even then, like, ain't even, you feel me? Like, it's just the mentality, you feel me? Like, I ain't even too tough, nigga. I ain't gonna have no chance to steal from me. For real. Like,
oh, you got your shit too.
Hell. Two gonna be between y'all two.
Both y'all
gonna get it. You feel me? It'll be between y'all two. Like, ain't no really like.
Yeah.
I done had an incident before where somebody stole something from me. 10 bands. I had 40 bands on the table. Somebody stole 10 bands. But it was like 10 people in the room. So that was just one of them.
Nigga struck.
You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
you got out. I don't know
got
who
out.
Did.
I
yeah.
can't say who did. I go crazy on everybody though, but you know, can't blame nobody. So you in this studio, matter of fact, in this studio. But other than that, like, I ain't really too tough. I ain't really had no problems on that, cause I be on it. Like,
what made you go back to the Dickies though? Like, niggas, when you coming up, niggas in your hood wearing Dickies and shit, OGs and shit.
Yeah, that been like the D-boy swag.
Yeah, nah, like, no, I'm just saying, like.
Like, Dickie suit, go Dickie suit, like.
But you brought it to this generation, though, you know what I mean?
Right, but I was already wearing Dickie suit from the other generation. Like,
fact.
I been hanging around the older niggas, so I been know about the Dickie suit, Nike boots, like shit like that, like real trap gear.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think exactly. Oh, one of the bros just told me that they, because that's why I ain't, niggas ain't really been wearing them, because they was the fat ones.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, they ain't really wearing the big clothes no more, so they ain't really wearing the dick.
I take my shit to the cleaners, get them
Yeah, see, but then my man, they started making them slim. They just didn't start making them the slim way how we wearing our clothes, so.
Yeah.
I just like my little dicky suit. Goddamn. I went to the real Dickie website and just ordered them. Just ordered every color shit, man. I don't ever sent, man.
No, they fucking with
it. This nigga, that nigga, that. And I'm like, oh, man. So I done DM Dickie myself. Like, y'all need to come on with
him. Him,
hey, man.
Him, him, man.
Y'all see what's going on?
Now.
I know y'all see what's going on. Man. Ain't no way. That shit ain't.
Y'all have had a spike in price.
Ain't no way, ain't no spike. Ain't went up. Ain't no way.
That's the best way though, cause niggas don't wear the same shit twice really.
Yeah, that's really the best way. You can throw these away easy.
Yeah.
And be fresh.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really be fresh. Really throw it away when you get done. Like, and get you another. Like, no
less than $60.
Then you can get you. To then, that's what I'm saying. They high now.
Yeah, like, they went up.
They even went up to like
they know what they got.
The
now they know what they got.
The jacket. Yeah, like,
yeah. Jacket. Now they know what they got.
100.
Yeah.
Because when I used to go over there and
$20
on the play, it's exactly. for you. Like
they were $20.
I kept going there with a 40 and goddamn
whole outfit. Out.
Nigga, wonder why I'm wearing the motherfucker, man. Because I don't like. Nigga, I wear them bitches every day. I don't care.
Like easy.
It's the cheap shit.
It's cheap. Yeah. It's look good, and you can do it the right way.
Why get not? More bitches in them dicks, man.
All the way. You don't got to worry about nothing.
They can't fit no bank rolls in them bitches, really, man. That's the only thing about them.
Yeah, you got to just goddamn have that motherfucker on you the long way.
You
got to just have them on you the long way. Goddamn, you ain't going to bet it. Put too much in them. You got to have your little bag or something close by.
Like going in Crucial or going in a club out of town, you'd rather go in Crucial, huh? Like Atlanta shit. Like you like Atlanta. Like I see.
Now,
like you don't turn out shit in Atlanta. You let anybody. Come on.
That
like nigga baby had 10 shows in the butt in Atlanta. That just
that just cause of the city. So like I'm there. But like out of town, I'm performing. Like out of town, I be having shows. They be like concerts and shit now. So like I don't really just have like little club hoes and shit that much. Like after parties and shit. But it don't be the same vibe. But I went to Crucial the other day with Dirty Table, ain't the same vibe. I really just sat in the back and just sat back. Cause
yeah, that's what I did.
I ain't even just get on stage or nothing. Like, I ain't really
feel like I'm showing out if I just
like,
do
like,
that.
Yeah, I
feel like I'm overdoing it.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, cause I came in there with Brennan. It just, I don't know, my vibe just like just sit in the cut. You know what I'm saying? I had to go just to go. Mm-hmm. I walked up there one time, you know, I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't even want to go, to be honest.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, nah, I just said Crucial, like, Atlanta Club.
Yeah,
better.
But like, nah, you said Crucial, so Crucial is a different vibe than.
It's really. Just an Atlanta Club, yeah. There's Crucial and there's Atlanta Club.
I really going there because, like, you know, safe haven, like, you know, out of town. Ooh, the bros don't even have fun because they watch me. So, you know, it's like, We at work down there, you hear me? Like,
yeah.
Can't get it bad. We got to leave out here safe. Yeah. Goddamn, make sure nobody do no goofy shit.
Yeah.
But like in Atlanta, you know, we more chill.
Yeah.
Even though I'm still getting paid, but you know, it's like.
We at home.
I came home, I'm in town. You know, I got bros who can't leave out of town, all that. More folk with me, more home, you know.
Yeah.
It's a feel. Like out of town, it might be five of us. You know, like nigga ain't going to the club five deep. You feel me?
Nigga tweaking.
You feel me? Like,
yeah,
so,
nigga tweaking out of town.
So we got to go to the club 5 deep. We in a big-ass session, them five, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't even be all that. You feel me? Like, so Atlanta, you know, vibe with your bro. Kick how you want to kick it. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, my concert be cool. Come on, stay by myself.
Yeah.
Feel me? Whatever we leave, we get back on the plane and do it. But far, like, going to the club, I been in a session. You know, 4-5 of us and shit like that. So I don't really like going to the club, like, out of town.
What's the worst shit a nigga ever tried you on the road? Like, you know, cause niggas, I don't give a fuck who you are. Niggas don't try they move. Like, on the road, out of town, you know, like, you know, niggas get mad when you can't just like, walk and take pictures with them and shit.
Check in shit. Like, nigga like, baby, check in, baby. I don't even say nothing to niggas except if they say that to me. Like, that's the only time.
What do you say?
Like, a nigga like, fuck, baby. I don't even say nothing, but if a nigga be like, check in, like, that do something to me. Check in, shit.
Check in with who?
And then I had a situation. I had a situation in St. Louis where I came to the video shoot, but I was like 2-3 hours late. And when I went in there, I had on like some low high top Alpha One that I want to change to the low top Alpha One. So I walked out the little building to the Sprinter to change my clothes. And a nigga like, hey, fuck, nigga just walked out. Like,
You talking about the shit on Instagram?
Yeah, he like, yeah. I made these folk get on his ass, some one of my men, and walk out.
You and harder, yeah.
He stayed in there because I was coming back. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So my man walked out like, hell no, nah, I ain't going in there. I'm like, that shit dead. I'm like, what the hell you talking about? He like, man, that nigga tripping, man. He just saw the nigga by the time they come out. He like, fuck, nigga, you just said, goddamn, whatever. So now he just told me what he said. I'm like, that shit dead. Like, and I get a nigga get money back, though. Like, I gave him the money, but
yeah,
I
nigga, you just fucked the whole
like,
vibe.
Yeah, like I ain't even gonna you talking about fuck, nigga. There's no way I can even shoot the video for the money. Like, you feel me? I gave him the money back and do. But like that's most of the only crazy thing happened to me. Like, I don't like we nah, I take that back. Somebody tried to snap my chain before in North Carolina.
When? Recently?
Yeah, nah, but it went on no like walk like I think Offset and them had gotten to it in the club. And like World or some shit. And goddamn. It was like 10 Balls Club. Everybody was like, when I'm leaving, but like I'm on game. Like I've been doing this shit forever. Like, So when the commotion go on, I put my chains in my shirt already. When I was walking, a nigga came from behind me and just, but my chains was already in my shirt. He didn't know my chains was in my shirt. He know I had on chains. So he like, someone, I just, in the midst of everybody, goddamn. I feel, see, like, that's why, like, when I walk out the club, I don't let the bros, like, touch me. And, like, hey, everybody, we're going to walk slowly. And we're going to take our time. All that, like, everybody, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
nigga going to get in the confusion.
That's when you can get in the mid. Like, bro, hey, y'all stop. Make everybody get back slowly. Like, and we can walk. Man, I'm looking down at my chains and shit. So, y'all give me enough space so I can walk. Don't grab me. My security don't pull me. Don't touch me, really.
Yeah.
No, this club security, I don't even want you. Because y'all pushing and I want the bros. They know how to do it, y'all. Get around me, make sure nobody don't reach their hand, because it ain't nothing to get your chain.
Hell no, any nigga can't, because nigga grab it,
that
you
shit. No, I don't even say nigga can't take my chain. I say what's going to happen if you do take
it. Yeah,
nigga can take your chain. You can even get the hand, I can win, and you can get my chain. Yeah. It's the chain. You
nigga can take an ass whipping for that shit.
Nigga take an ass. Boy, y'all can get on nigga ass. Yeah. When a nigga get the chain and go down.
And start passing them off and shit. These nigga pass them off and everything.
You don't got your chain back, so I already know nigga can get that chain.
Nah, real shit.
Nigga can get that chain.
Nigga get that chain, but dude, you got enough nuts to take what's going to come with this.
That's my only thing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so we don't have to get into that. Like, all right, y'all stay back. Make sure y'all don't get up on me before I get reach for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because now what else you expect a nigga to do who ain't got nothing?
I know what niggas on. You know what I mean? I know for a fact what niggas on. I'm telling you, hey, bro, get your ass back, bro. Don't put your hand up.
Yeah.
Niggas say, what's up, nigga? Don't put your hand up. Like,
oh, check in. What you say, baby? What niggas say this shit?
Nah, I don't know, but I should. Fucked up, man. No, nigga, none of that, nigga.
Nigga was shooting the bitch up.
Man, oh God, nigga. For real. But like, I don't respect it, but I respect it.
Because some niggas go for it.
Because it's like, nah, I'm saying, I ain't respecting check in nowhere. I respect when niggas be on some my city shit sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But I don't be on it. Like, but I ain't coming trying to take over your, like, your city booked me. You feel me? Like, so, you know, it's love here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on no, like, my baby on the nigga. But it's your town. Like, that's why I tell my security, too. Like, hey, don't be putting your hand on these nigga.
I ain't gonna go for.
Man, tell a nigga, screw me. Don't be all that old, like, you got baby coming through pushing. Don't do that shit.
Yeah, because nigga gonna try me off.
Hey, I ain't on that, bro. Yeah. Man, these folk. Yeah. Don't push these folk, man. Tap them. Hey, you let me buy. When they see me, they need to, you know, they'll get by. You know, don't be all right, pushing on it, because if the security push me, we got a problem.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck who you with. Then that make a nigga like, this pussy that nigga, baby. I should push
you. Yeah.
When I ain't even that type of nigga. Yeah. Remember when he had my folk handling no nigga like that. Like, it might be just a club security. Y'all all the issue, though. I like, y'all can walk. I walk myself. I'm good. I can handle myself down there. With the bro, they know what to do. They know what I dang on. pushing on nigga out the way and shit. Hey, screaming, bro, you know, all that about.
Yeah.
Like, real respectful, nigga, I ain't on that.
I remember one time we had shit in South Carolina. They going in there, clean the state. Like, clear the state, big bank coming out. I was like, hey, man. Y'all ain't got to do all y'all gonna make the tension so fucked up.
So now they at you like, this nigga think you gotta come here clean? Nah, but I ain't on that. I'm telling you, I ain't on that. They ain't got nothing to do with me. These folk on that.
Yeah, real shit.
I'm on some screw me type shit, cause that way when I know if it go left, I ain't in the wrong.
Exactly.
It go left like that, I'm down in the wrong. You pushing these folk, nigga, turn around and smack me out now, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
Or build ain't nuts up to run up there on me type shit. Like,
or start squeezing anything. And that
definitely, even that's the most thing I'm scared of, you feel me? Like, but versus me, I done told you, excuse me and all that, then you still on some bullshit.
It is what it is.
And it is what it is, but I ain't trying to be start shit, you feel me? I ain't trying to be the reason.
Who you ain't work with that you want to work with in the game?
Andre 3000.
That'd be hard too.
That's hard.
Just on some
Atlanta shit.
Yeah, like GOAT shit. He GOAT Atlanta. Just
that's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit'll be hard too.
Yeah, just that's like the only person I can think, cause I really be like bumping shoulders with everybody nowadays. Like, he about the only person who ain't in my reach. Like, he probably is better than I know, but like just far, you know, he ain't on the social. I don't see him out. I done seen him like 2-3 times before I was a rapper, like on regular day shit just in Atlanta, like, but I ain't bumped into him like since I've been a rapper though.
Oh, you'll push up on him like, man, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna holler, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Holler, you feel me? Just
That's hard.
See if he know me type shit. You feel me?
Nah, he know you.
He definitely know you. Know you.
Shit like that. Yeah, but you'll be surprised, man. That's what I'm saying, you know, like some artists, you'll be surprised at. Like, I don't even know you. Like,
what else they supposed to do? Saying, you ain't feel like they'll took their spot. Like,
I ain't saying Andre 3000 to do no shit. Like, I'm saying, like, but you'll never know. Like,
you act like they ain't never heard none of your song. Like, yeah, I've been hearing about you, but I ain't
Like,
you lying, pussy. Your girl listening to my shit.
Your children listening to my shit.
Yeah, going up.
What
whoa.
What you talking about? I'm you lying. Folk. Ain't no way you. Like, but I just,
you know, that's the rap nigga shit. See, that's why I applaud you, bro. You ain't got on no rap nigga shit. You just on some little baby shit.
Yeah, like, even if I don't know you out there, I'm capping.
Exactly. Like, yeah, like I want you to feel like I know you, bro.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. I've been here. Like, I ain't heard you, period, man. You feel me? But I ain't gonna be like, man, who you say you was again? Like, come on, man.
Now you know it, you know a nigga.
Yeah, you really let me know you a hater. Okay. You a hater.
Yeah.
Hey, finally, bro, like, big facts, man. We got a lot of people watching from behind the walls in prison and shit that, you know what I'm saying, fuck with the movement and shit. What would you say to the niggas behind the wall to get us some motivation? Because you've been behind there yourself.
A lot of these songs be for them already. You feel me? Like, they know that. They can feel them that way. Because I've been there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in tune with the prison system too much, really. You feel me? Like, I got so many bros shit down the road, family, like, niggas who I don't got no niggas who I met in jail, like, I ain't fucking no niggas, like, no shit like that, but I got real people in jail, like, who was in jail with me, who I was talking to before I went to prison, like, who I'm still in tune with, and then now it's, like, different, because I'm, like, I got this power now, you know what I'm saying, like, I got a voice, I got money, I got so much, it's so different now, like, that shit crazy, like, man, but it's still people in prison who don't know about me, like, who only look at, they only hear my music and they only look at these interviews. So, like, if they don't catch the interview while I'm in it, they don't even know about me. They only can hear the music, but they don't know about me. They really look at interviews, like, them prison niggas, like, try to learn niggas and shit like that.
What's something you never told the world, like, that you want to get out from Lil Baby mouth, like, because you really... You be popping your shit, but you don't really just, you know what I'm saying,
get these folks in detail. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Try to just get into details, because I don't know.
Something that the world might not know about Lil Baby, like shit you listen to or watch on TV, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Shit that entertain you.
I don't know. Like, just no off the wall shit. Like, what you see, what you get with me down there. I ain't no. I ain't got no weird side, like no other side, like.
Nah, man, ain't too like that. I'm too like, bro, like, shit, do a nigga watch goddamn like, Love & Hip Hop, Housewife, yeah, whatever, like, do you watch TV or anything?
I don't do none of that, like, Love & Hip Hop in jail, them hoes on TV, I ain't watching none of that, like.
He really be hustling, now. He say that in his lyrics, like, you gotta stay in motion, like, he really be moving.
Whenever I hit the bed, I go to sleep.
So, like, whatever I do, I watch Power. Mm. So I make sure I get me a, you know what I'm saying, a little time space for that. Like, yeah. But it might take me, like, 4-5 days to watch one episode. Because when I lay down, I'm usually, like, 5 minutes down. Anytime, anywhere, really. If I lay down right now and then flow, like, 5 minutes, I'm going to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even be having a chance to watch TV and shit. Like, I'm always on the go from the time I wake up, basically. You know what I'm saying? Phone ringing. If I'm in the house, I ain't really trying to watch TV, so.
So did you ever thought your life would be a schedule, like how you got down? I called the other day trying to get a date for somebody. They said, man, that nigga got down Friday goes to December, shit like that. Like,
see, goddamn, like, and that guy, I ain't never even think it could be what it is right now anyway. Like, I always thought I was going to be a big dope boy, though, like. Off top, like,
too.
Billionaire. I already, like, I'm gonna be a millionaire. Like,
yeah.
So that been my mindset for a long, long time now. So like, one time I got in my mode when it was like it kind of hit me. One time I was smoking on the balcony, and it just like everything almost hit me. Like, damn, like I was almost crying. Like. That shit had hit me, like, everything, like, this shit real, like, boy, I made it, like, from just, like, I just started, like, thinking about shit, like, but I try not to go in that space too much, like, I gonna get up out of that shit, like, I be on the go so much, you know what I'm saying, so I could just go on and try not to phase it, like, you know, you steady wrong, you steady wrong, like, the more you got down. And on it, something wrong, like, it don't go right. So I take it for what it's worth. I don't take it for granted. Try to take advantage of it and then keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Nah, that's love, bro. We appreciate you coming through, man.
We appreciate it, man. My turn.
Y'all having me, man.
20
sure.
songs out there, definitely. Stream it everywhere.
We're going out crazy tonight.
We're going crazy tonight.
Number one. The number one nigga, Lil Baby. Give it up for Lil Baby, man. Representing that A-Town, number one. On top of the game.
Music for their head, time, though, like. And that's why I got 20 songs because I got y'all got no speaker.
We'll hook it up after.
I got like 20 songs because I got like different songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, song for like street niggas, song for people who ain't really in the street, like pains. Like, I got like a rich nigga song, you know what I'm saying? Like, broke nigga song. I got a couple different songs, you know what I'm saying?
But you be had to do shit too for the tour sake too, you know what I'm saying?
All the time, like, yeah. I gotta be able to perform these songs because that's how I'm gonna be able to get the money off this shit.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly.
Like, if I don't got them, like, okay, to the point, only like saying nigga in my song. If you catch it, I say hit her now. My shows be so white when I say nigga and they say nigga, that shit do something to me. Like, for real. Like, I got the whole crowd saying nigga to me. I start saying hit her. Like, I just be saying hit
her.
I don't be saying nigga like that. You know, I'm a sick of that my vocabulary, but for the most part, like, I try to take that out. Because now, when I'm in the booth and I'm rapping, I got to think about my fans who I'm rapping to. Like, it could be a hoe. And I'm thinking about, like, I want her to like this part. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about it. Now it's like, damn, bring them down the road. They going to feel their part. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I got it down there. Cater to who I'm rapping to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm rapping to, like, bad bitches, solid niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody who want to get a bankroll. The OGs listen to me. You know what I'm saying? Rich niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, pretty women. Like, kids. I got to keep everything in consideration when I'm rapping. So, like, I try to just go on it. You know what I'm saying?
My turn. Make sure y'all go fuck with that. Big shouts out Lil Baby for pulling up the big facts.
Oh, definitely. We don't get Big Fat turn all the way up. I fuck with Big Fat. I be watching these motherfuckers.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
We appreciate that.
All on.
That love, bro.
We appreciate that.
Bro, with that 23rd deep at the spot, we gone. We see you post a new one. Something like that.
Yeah. Nah, that's love.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
It's going down March 20th. It's the Shit Show at the Buckhead Theater. You know, this the ATL Apollo where all the up-and-coming stars come to shine. If you can make it at the Shit Show, you can make it anywhere. It's the funniest shit you ever seen in your life. And it's all going down March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. Make sure you go to theshitshowatl.com right now and get your tickets. March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. It's the Shit Show, brought to you by Live Nation.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.